Spring Boot. What is it? It's an open source Java framework. It's part of the Spring ecosystem. It simplifies development and has minimal configuration. Convention over configuration. Developers only need to specify unconventional aspects. For example, the conventional aspects are package structuring, like placing controllers in the controllers package. There's class naming, it's appending controller to the end of a class name, or repository to the end of a repository name. Spring Boot annotations. For REST APIs, you've got such annotations as the REST controller, the request mapping, which is used in specifying part of the URI, the GET mapping for HTTP GET requests, the POST mapping for HTTP POST requests, the path variable for extracting values from the URL, operation for describing a unique combination of path and HTTP method. You've got the API responses, which is contains like a container for an API response, and that API response describes an HTTP return code, such as a 200. And there's also the request body, which is usually part of a post. And then we have the non-RESTful APIs, such as the Spring Boot application, which is used to annotate the main class of the Spring Boot application. Also in the same area, you've got the component scan, sometimes specifying a package name, which is used to specify packages Spring scans for and for those components. There's a controller, which is used with MVC controllers, and a request mapping, same as with REST. You have a request param. Other annotations throughout the application might be a component, service, model and view, model attribute, session attributes, auto-wired, beam. This is Spring Boots and Spring Boot annotations.